Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
And here we are, live coast to coast on the BetMGM Network for you every weekend. This is BetMGMU. Don't forget to download us in podcast form and take us with you. Maybe you're making a 12-hour drive from Dallas all the way to Knoxville. Maybe you're some kind of lunatic like that who needs something to listen to on the way. Maybe you just got things to do this weekend and you want to take us with you. By all means, that's why we have the Audacy app, AUDACY. You can watch the show, too, on YouTube, the BetMGM Network. For anything here on the BetMGM Network, you want the visuals, you want the good-looking folks here at the BetMGM Network right there with you, going over all the numbers. We are with you alongside RJ Choppy and John Martin. I'm Chris Mack. This is BetMGM U. I'm going to sit here, see how long I can filibuster and avoid talking about what happened last week, because I do not want to talk about what happened last week.
Ooh.
We'll get into this week's games in just a couple of minutes. We'll talk about, speaking of disasters and messes, we'll get into UNC a little bit later as well. But let's start with what went down week 6 in college football. Number 9, Texas, dropped a game in the swamp, 29-21. To the Florida Gators. I don't think many of us saw that one coming. And, of course, my alma mater, Penn State, somehow lost at UCLA with like 13 people in the building, none of whom, unfortunately, could stop the run of Nico, quarterback for UCLA. I'm still shaken by this, John, and I don't know how to handle it.
I mean, I don't know. That was just far and away more shocking than – what we saw at Florida. I mean, Florida got a kid back, the receiver Wilson, who had missed the first, you know, 4 or 5 games, and he clearly changed that offense. And we also had seen, you know, Florida defensively certainly play well enough to be in games. Penn State was like, I mean, that was a disaster. That was a nightmare. And then it was the first time where you're like, you know, is this you know, obviously he can leave on his own volition. I don't think they would fire him, but like, is this the year where James Franklin, you know, might look to go somewhere else? You know, losing to Oregon is one thing, but following up with a loss to UCLA is just really disappointing, obviously.
Disappointing. Yeah. It was troubling. I mean, I think it was very troubling, because like, you lose to Ohio State, you could get away with that. And, you know, I know this year and the last couple of years, it seems as the portal and the NIL has taken over, that road games are just more difficult. Teams just, you know, wrote that nobody can win on the road anymore. That was not a road game. I mean, there was 30,000 people there and 12,000 of them were Penn State fans. That was a very tricky spot to go and lose, because you can't afford anything else now. Like, and that's one of the worst losses that anyone will face on the calendar here. It doesn't make any sense. But again, no. 99 more times, Penn State wins it all.
And they nearly did come back, but that's no excuse for just getting boat raced the way they did in the first half. The strength of that team is supposed to be defense. And like I said, Nico Iamaleava ran all over the entire UCLA offense, ran all over them. They were without Rojas in the middle of the defense. That's not an excuse. Drew Aller looked average at best. Again, I counted one decent throw on the touchdown pass to Kyren Hudson in the second half. So there are a lot of things wrong at Penn State, and the worst loss of the James Franklin tenure in Happy Valley happened out there at the Rose Bowl last weekend. And it wasn't just the loss, guys. It was the fact that he went into the post-game press conference and wanted to mention absolutely everything. Well, we had travel. Well, it was emotional loss last week. Well, it was this. We had injuries. And it hit a lot of people's ears the wrong way that he walked into that post-game press conference and wanted to stack up the excuses as to why they just lost to arguably the worst Power Four conference team in the land. Maybe not even arguably, the worst team in the land. A team without a head coach, a team with an offensive coordinator who had never called plays before and didn't know how to work the headset, for God's sake. And he went there and he lost to them. So now they're, I mentioned it last week, you might want to start look to making bets on Penn State to miss the playoff. I hope you got it in last week, because now they are 7-10, plus 7-10, 7-1 to make the playoff. Choppy, as you alluded to, they still have to go to Columbus. The following week, they'll host Indiana, who still looks very, very good. And now we've got both the number one and number two preseason teams in the country. I know how you feel about preseason polls. Unranked. And for good reason, because neither one of them, Penn State nor Texas, looks like playoff teams.
And number four, Clemson. Clemson's unranked too. Yeah, man. Like I saw a meme, was the best one. I wish I could take credit for it. They lost to Joffrey. Joffrey was that's Jerry Neuhauser calling plays. That's Game of Thrones kid. That's the Game of Thrones kid, man. That's who they lost to. Now look, if you beat Ohio State and Indiana, they're gonna go. You know, they're gonna go to the playoffs. The likelihood of that happening is, you know, we know how this story's gonna end. We know James Franklin. Now, I do believe in the you must hit rock bottom before you can reach the mountaintop. This might be rock bottom. I don't know how it gets worse, to be honest with you. But, I mean, if you were looking for that silver lining, that every team that hits the top that has been looking to get over the hump, they all, from the Boston Red Sox going down 3-0 to Manning going down 21-3 at home to the Patriots, you got to hit rock bottom before you can actually crawl up.
This is definitely rock bottom. This is as bottom as rock gets. This is Dwayne Johnson picking you up by your shoulder blades and driving you into the mat level rock bottom. They are cooked, and we'll see what the future holds for James Franklin. A lot of people at Penn State and Penn State fans around the country now interested in seeing someone else take over that job. But back to Texas for just a second, John. Their updated playoff odds, plus 240. Arch still not looking like that dude. And now they've got Oklahoma in the Red River Shootout this weekend. They're favored by 1.5 still, which I find interesting. I thought that might start to move a little bit more as we get more and more news that John Mateer is fighting to come back for this game. But I personally would be on Oklahoma money line even without Mateer, the way Texas has played the last few weeks.
Yeah, I think John Mateer is the entire thing, right? If he's in, I think this number gets to, you know, Oklahoma minus 5.5, maybe minus 6. I mean, I think he's that kind of player. I think that's the kind of, you know, value you would put on him. If he's not in, I think you could see this number go to 3.5 for Texas. I think, you know, he's one of the best quarterbacks in college football. Yeah. You know, you don't have many sure things at that position in the country right now at this time, as you know. We thought Drew Aller would be that, and he's been anything but that, right? So when you're talking about, you know, one of the most consistent guys at that position in the sport, I think it's not crazy at all to say he's worth, you know, 7.5, 8 points. So I think what you're seeing right now is this line is kind of a hold, right? It's a holding pattern. You know, again, there were some rumblings today from Texas sources that Mateer is expected to give it a go, as they say. You know, so we shall see. But yeah, if Mateer is in, I would have no problem laying the road points here. I just I don't know that there's a magical fix for Texas. They've looked limited all year long. Arch has not been the quarterback that, you know, we hoped he would be. That doesn't mean he's never going to be that, but he just hasn't been that yet. So, you know, again, if Mateer is in, I'm happy to play this at whatever number it ends up being, wherever it settles. Hopefully I can catch it before it settles, right? I mean, that's the goal here. I don't want to lay the absolute worst number. But, you know, if you're on your P's and Q's, you should be able to catch this, you know, inside a field goal, even out to a field goal. I think I'd feel pretty good about it's got to be on top of it, man. I mean, if you're going to win in sports betting, you got to pay attention. You don't get to just roll over out of bed with your bonbons falling off your T-shirt and hit submit and expect to win. Okay. You got to kind of monitor the news cycle. Actually, you got to monitor the news cycle. So we'll be on Mateer watch. That's exactly what we'll be doing this weekend.
There's no doubt that he changes the game. I just don't know that I trust Texas at all. And if you don't trust Texas, and if you don't think that they are going to dominate this football game, which I don't think they're going to dominate, their offensive line's got problems, then, you know, I'm almost tempted just to bite the bullet and say, hey, I'll take my chances with Oklahoma, you know, winning this thing outright, with or without Mateer. Because, you know, if you do get him, then you're going to talk about having a gift of a line. It's a gift of a line. The way Texas has played, Texas doesn't deserve to be favored in this game the way they played this year. You know, unless Arch Manning figures out how to play the position, or maybe Peyton or Eli come play. You know, Eli throws on his Chad Powers? Is that what it was? That wig that he threw on? Yeah, maybe he throws on that wig and goes and play. I don't know. I think Cooper needs to take a Manning DNA test. You know, that might be what needs to happen. I don't know. I don't know that I trust what's going on down there.
You think Arch Manning needs a 23andMe, bro?
I think Cooper needs a 23andMe. Prove that he's Peyton Eli's brother.
Okay.
That's what I think needs to happen.
I thought Cooper was an established athlete. It's Arch who's let down the bloodline right now.
He is let down the bloodline.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. And it hasn't even been – here's the thing. It hasn't been so bad that they can bench him and just end and unplug this thing. And I don't – it would have to be terrifically bad for that to happen. But that's also in and of itself a problem in that they – and I understand we're in a different world now where results need to be just about instant. And if they're not, like, you're not going to get time to develop. You're not going to get time to figure it out. And if you're a team like Texas, if you're a coach like Steve Sarkisian, who came into the year ranked number one in the country with everything in front of you, you're going to feel the pressure at some point. But instead, this becomes, you know, John was talking about the line kind of being in a holding pattern. The season choppy kind of becomes a holding pattern for Texas as well, where it's like, well, let's just try and get Arch some experience so he can come back next year and we can pay him a few million bucks again and we'll go get him next year. And I just don't know how many people have that level of patience in college sports anymore.
They don't. They might for him because of how well he was recruited, because or how highly he was recruited because of his last name, because of his family lineage, that he's going to get opportunities. All right. That's just the reality of it. I mean, so, first overall number one picks get opportunities. Sam Bradford got a million jobs. Carson Wentz has gotten a million jobs, right? It's just the reality of it. It's going to continue to happen. So, yeah, I think that he is going to continue to get chances after this year at Texas. I don't think you're going to be one and done with him. I suppose he'd go to the league, but he's not going to. The reality is he'll be the quarterback there next year. And it's going to be on Sark. It's going to be on Sark to try to get a lot of that out of him.
Well, that said, since the through line with today's show might end up being focused on coaching a lot, we already talked about James Franklin. We'll talk about Belichick later. I don't think the loss to Florida and the stumble out of the blocks this year is enough for people to want to run Sark out of Austin. Venables has bounced back well in Norman this year, right? And I thought there were a lot of people, myself included, that were out on him last year. What do you make of Texas the rest of this season, John? They're plus 230 to make the playoff. Is that legitimate given that, like Choppy talked about earlier, they've still got to go to Athens. They've still got A&M on the schedule in their season finale. Can Texas still be a playoff team this year?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
I mean, the opportunities are there, and I think that's why that price is what it is. But I it's not a bet I'd want to make. I mean, I think, you know, this defense obviously has tons of playmakers, but the offense is just too schizophrenic for me to believe in. Mm-hmm. I can't. I wanted to believe that Arch would take this big step, and that, because I mean, I remember last year watching him against Louisiana Monroe. He threw one ball, and I was just like, "Mother of God!"
This is a guy.
You can't. Yeah, it turns out you can't base an entire opinion about a player on one throw against Louisiana Monroe. Who knew? So I wanted to believe in him, but I just can't get there. It's not a bet I would want to make. I'm not saying the price is crazy, because again, let's not act like, you know, Georgia has looked unbeatable here. Granted, maybe that was more about Alabama. Who knows? But it's just not a bet I'd want to make.
Yeah, we've got ranked matchups all over the place this week. A couple in the Big Ten, including a massive one in Eugene that we will dive into next. Live coast to coast on the BetMGM Network. This is BetMGMU.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.